Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. He's a consultant to corporations not unlike yours and mine, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's here to talk to us about trust. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So leadership is a big part of your world, of the things that you talk about, Jim, and certainly at the nucleus of leadership that drives successful leadership, productive, authentic leadership, is the concept of trust.
Yeah, and normally we talk about trust from a specific direction, but I think that from a leadership standpoint, we really need to be thinking about trusting the people that we've brought into our organization. And from a leader's standpoint, you might trust those folks, but they might not know it. And I think some of the shackles that we have as leaders of how we got here and we do it on our own and we're tough and all of that can give the impression that we don't, in fact, trust those people that we've hired and brought in to support what our mission is. And so a lot of what we're talking about, and in fact, at jimcantarucci.com, this week's blog post, have you given permission? Because so often people don't necessarily know, even if we imply it, that we're giving them permission to do their job. Because so often, Jim, we're not on the front lines as leaders. And that's where that trust has to manifest itself in front of
are you saying that they know that they've got the job, they know you want them to do certain things, but they don't feel fully empowered because they haven't felt the release of trust from you?
Exactly. And I think that's something that we really need to focus on and work on. Because without that feeling of empowerment, they might not make the right choice in that crucial moment when you're not there. And if they think that they have to go get permission from you, or that they think that it doesn't even matter if they get permission because you're just going to do it for them anyway, then we've lost opportunities, and those opportunities hit the bottom line.
And just telling them that they have the responsibility and the authority isn't enough unless they truly believe that if they make a decision, maybe not even a wrong decision, but a different one than you would have made, that you won't do anything but say, what do we learn?
Exactly right. Because if I'm punished for thinking, I'll stop thinking. And that's what we're training people to do. And that's exactly the opposite of what we really want.
Yeah, and so what you're saying is trust doesn't micromanage.
Well, exactly. Trust doesn't micromanage. But, you know, I think we can use the phrase let go, but that doesn't mean that you're not involved. You can be involved but let go at the same time. And a lot comes before that moment of letting go.
Well, the reason this is important, Jim, is because being a delegator, learning how to delegate, is a huge aha moment for a small business owner.
Sure.
Because they started out doing all the jobs. You know, in the early days they had to do all the jobs, including, you know, from the highest level to the lowest level. And then over time, as the business grew, they had to give those things away to someone else. But still. You know, delegating when you have to delegate is not the same thing as delegating because it's smart to delegate.
exactly right. And I think that it's a bit risky to have a radio program like this talking about this issue, because I might leave this session saying, okay, I'm going to let go, I'm going to empower, I'm going to delegate today.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is a lot does come before that letting go moment. A lot of teaching, a lot of experimentation, a lot of training, a lot of just infusing people with the right approaches or the consistent approaches with where you're trying to go from your, the standpoint of your strategy.
Right.
That's all crucial to make that successful.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work.
Well, you know, the thing that I've used whenever we've talked, whenever we've touched on this topic or topics like this in the past, the term that I've tried to use is the concept of redemption. And as long as people know that if when they do, when they make a decision, when they're acting on your behalf, and they know that if it doesn't turn out well, that you will redeem them because they were trying their best, because they were giving it their best shot, and we know that their interests were in our best, their activity was in our best interest. It just may not have turned out exactly as we thought. As long as they know that we trust them with this, and then they trust us with their redemption, that's the Holy Grail, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that safety net, that feeling that we're in this together, that we're moving down a path, and that, you know, we'll, each of us will have a flat tire. It doesn't matter who has it, but we're going to keep going forward, and not operating from a sense of fear and so on, that I might not be able to work here anymore if I make a mistake.
Right.
All of those things are important to giving that permission and making people think that I'm allowed to do the right thing.
And see, this is where I've said in the past many times, and I believe this with all my heart, trusting people who are trustworthy is not just the right thing to do, it's a best practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because without this, your company cannot thrive.
Yeah, there's just no question. Depending on the size of the organization, except for maybe the first day or two, you can't be everywhere. There are transactions happening all around you and sometimes far away from you, and you can't be there as the leader. And so if you haven't done this, you're seriously putting a damper on the success capability of your business.
JimCantarucci.com?
Yes, sir.
JimCantarucci.com. That's two C's on the end there, folks. Jim and I will be right back after these messages. More on trust and how it impacts the future and the success of your business. Stay with us.
You make the younger mama cry. You got that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.